It's a great team at TBN. I'm super grateful because people who do know television are trying to help me learn how to use this medium to advance the kingdom of God and help educate the church in a very effective and exciting way.
A very special moment in the Joshua Fund. We'd love to introduce to you the Rosenberg Report. Hi, and welcome to Inside the Epicenter with Joel Rosenberg, a podcast of the Joshua Fund, a ministry dedicated to blessing Israel and her neighbors in the name of Jesus. I'm Carl Muller, Executive Director of the Joshua Fund. And Joel, there is such big news that we would like to share with our podcast audience members. And we want to get more of your thoughts and insight and expectations for this new program, the Rosenberg Report.
Well, it's great to be with you, Carl, as always. And yeah, it's exciting. This month, October 6th, we launched a TV show, a weekly prime time, 30 minutes from Jerusalem. I'm the host. I'm the executive producer of the Rosenberg Report. And in many ways, it's an extension of what we're doing here on the podcast and with All Israel News, All Arab News. It's about the educational mission that God has given me to help the church worldwide better understand what in the world is going on in Israel and the Arab Muslim world. Why is Israel so important to God? Why is Jerusalem God's chosen city? Why are the Jews the chosen people? But why does God not only love us and have a plan and purpose for Israel, but also for his neighbors, our neighbors? And, you know, that is the educational mission of the Joshua Fund. And it's certainly what we're doing, covering these things, you know, on All Israel News, All Arab News, which, by the way, are the only digital media platforms every day in English, providing exclusive reports, original reporting, exclusive polls, biblical worldview analysis of Israel and our neighbors. There's literally no other website that does this that's run by evangelicals and Messianic Jews, for evangelicals and Messianic Jews primarily, but also for Jews and Muslims. And so basically what happened is TBN, the world's most watched Christian television network, came to me and said, would you come and visit us in Dallas last December? And I invited you to come, Carl, because I didn't know what they wanted. I thought they wanted to turn Enemies and Allies, my book, maybe into a documentary or something. But I thought, okay, this is interesting. I have never quite had a conversation like this about how we might work together with TBN to advance our educational agenda and our mission. Well, as you were there, I mean, it was a four-hour lunch and it was fascinating because it was totally not what I expected. I don't think it was what you expected. But basically, TBN said, we want you to host a weekly primetime television show from Israel. TBN has never done a primetime show from Israel ever in its history. We're not aware of any television network, Christian or non, that has done a primetime show from Israel. And so we think you should do it because of the Joshua Fund, because of All Israel News, because of All Arab News, because of the podcast, because of your books, because God has opened doors. You know the current prime minister, the previous prime minister of Israel. You know the defense minister. You know these leaders in the Arab world. But you also know the church, and you live there. And so as you'll recall, my answer was like, that's interesting, but probably I can't do that.
I'm kind of a busy guy.
I've already founded two nonprofits, Joshua Fund and the All Israel News site. Plus, I'm a writer, I'm a speaker. And by the way, I'm a husband and a father. Like, I don't know if I can do anything else. But as you and I talked about it and prayed about it, and of course, the Joshua Fund board and the board of Near East Media, which oversees the news sites, we came to realize this is a door that God was opening. And in a sense, it was almost like when God opened the door for me and Lynn to meet with King Abdullah or the crown prince of Saudi Arabia or all these other leaders. Like, that is not normal. Only God would do that. And he's giving you a platform that we don't have to pay for, that they're going to give us a modest income, but they're going to pay for the whole thing, TBN is, to put you in prime time. And there's never been a show like that. And look what's happening in the region. Like, there's a lot to talk about. And who else is talking about it? The CBS Evening News, 60 Minutes, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, The Washington Post. Like, even when the mainstream media covers these things, who can trust them? They're so hostile to Israel. They're so hostile to Christianity. They're so dismissive of the Abraham Accords. They so don't get the Iran threat that you're like, well, you can't even, I mean, you might listen to them or read them, but you can't trust that. Yeah, it's fascinating. So that became the Rosenberg Report.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it premiered on October 6th, and we're so grateful and excited about where this is headed. And for those of our listeners who haven't had a chance to tune it in yet on TBN at Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, what do you see as the focus and timing, and what should viewers and listeners expect from the show going forward?
Well, I mean, one of the things that's interesting about launching the Rosenberg Report on October 6th was that, you know, we got it November 1st, our very high stakes elections here in Israel. And of course, a week later, very high stakes elections in the United States. And while, you know, the Joshua Fund and Near East Media are nonprofit and thus nonpartisan organizations, it doesn't mean we're not interested in the balance of power. And one of the things I try to do is help people understand who are the players. You know, episode one of the Rosenberg Report, we looked at, why is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is, by the way, the longest serving prime minister in the history of modern Israel, why is he no longer the prime minister? And I titled that profile I did of him, The Comeback Kid or Bye Bye Bibi, meaning when the dust clears from this November 1st election, you know, is Bibi going to have come back and formed a government, or as he has failed for the last four times, will this time will he do it? But if not, is that the end of his political career? I don't know. We're going to watch that. We're tracking that closely. But episode two, we looked at who is the current prime minister of Israel. Most Christians, most Americans cannot name the current prime minister of Israel. They remember, they know Netanyahu. They know that name, even if they don't know him well, not as well as I'm describing him on the show, because I know him. But by the way, Yair Lapid is the name of our current prime minister.
Just to be clear, that's...
Now, I know him. I've interviewed him. He was the first member of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, that did an interview with me when we launched All Israel News on September 1st, 2020. And anyway, so episode two, I explained in detail, who is this guy? What does he believe? What's his relationship to evangelicals? What does he think about the Iran threat? And we showed video of the interview I did, sitting down, an exclusive interview with him. We're also looking at what is God doing in the region. We are and have and will continue to look at Bible prophecy. Some of the things that we talk about here, but how do we do it in a visual way? How do we tell these stories? Basically, how do we create an evangelical 60 minutes? Meaning, I'll take you to Morocco this fall. I'll take you to the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, and I'll take you around Israel. Why? Because I have the opportunity. God has just opened doors for me. So why don't I take a film crew and take you inside palaces and inside meetings with these people so you can understand what they think and what these countries are doing and how it's changing. It's a fascinating thing. And again, for somebody who's, you know, I've done hundreds and hundreds of thousands really of TV interviews, but never imagined hosting a TV show.
Well, it's exciting. It's powerful. It's hard hitting. At the same time, it's illuminating. And I think it's absolutely exciting that you get to be in the crux of this communication. You know, as we're at the Joshua Fund, one of the major things that we do, of course, we talk about all the time, learn, pray, give, and go. And the idea that if we can mobilize believers around the world to do those four things, things will change. Things will change in the region. But obviously, the biggest part of learning is providing education for the global church about what God is doing in the epicenter.
But we got to take a break right now, and we'll be back in a second.
Our verse for the day today is taken from Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. Our prayer requests today are, number one, we pray that the Lord continues to open doors for spreading the true gospel and information that would equip believers. And two, we pray that more believers will be willing to learn, pray, give, and go in support of the spread of the gospel in the Middle East and worldwide.
Joel, we're back. So, Joel, maybe you can comment on how this program, the Rosenberg Report, October 6th launch, Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. What's the significance in terms of educating the global church on the importance of the Middle East, the importance of Israel, and the importance of Israel's place in the world and America's role in that question?
Well, in many ways, Carl, what I am doing, what I will continue to do on the Rosen Report isn't strategically different or philosophically different than what we're doing on the podcast, right? Which is taking time to help people understand things that aren't really getting taught in very many other places. A lot of churches and ministries and seminaries and Bible colleges, they're just not talking about God's love and plan and heart for Israel, much less her neighbors. They just don't, it's just not a thing that they talk about. That's a problem, right? And as we did a podcast once, we talked about how God describes Israel as the apple of his eye. Right. At a recent Epicenter briefing with our donors and people who are potential donors, you know, one of my messages was, why does God talk like that? The apple of his eye. First of all, what is the apple of your eye? Well, it's the pupil. And that means God looks at the world through the lens of Israel, because Israel is the epicenter. Israel is the country that he cares about most. It doesn't mean that he doesn't care and love other countries, but he says, I have chosen Israel. I've chosen Jerusalem to be his own. Jerusalem, this city that I'm talking to you from, is the city of the great king. But when there's so much of the church that doesn't talk about it, and then other swaths of the church that talk about it wrong, that like they just don't understand it, or they're actively opposed or blind to God's plan and purposes for Israel, or they don't talk about prophecy because they think, I don't want to get mixed up, and that's all kind of weird. That's a problem. So the podcast was your idea, and it's a great idea, because podcasts are a wonderful way for people to get information when they're driving, when they're shaving, when they're, you know, washing dishes, when they're making dinner, whatever, when they're on the way to school, on the way back. They can just listen wherever they are. But television is the medium of our age, right? And telling stories visually is the way most people get their information. And it's not just television itself. Just to be clear for our listeners, TBN launched a YouTube channel for me, where every episode and then breaking up the episode into segments is on the YouTube channel. And we, by the way, have a website. You can learn more about this at rosenbergreport.com. Again, rosenbergreport.com. And there's a free email you can sign up just to get updates on the show specifically. But television, and I would say even more importantly, YouTube these days, is the way that a lot of people, particularly young people, get their information. Okay, television, especially Christian television, tends to be an older age medium. Well, that's important to educate older Christians, right? But for younger people, they are more likely to track you on YouTube, or even find you, or even hear about you on YouTube, not on broadcast or cable television. So one of the things that made like an offer they I couldn't refuse from TBN was not only would they put me on prime time, not just like 1 o'clock in the morning or, you know, 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. Like, I don't want to use this valuable time that I have to create a television show that no one's going to see. But if they're going to put it on prime time on Thursday nights, you know, I grew up, that was must-see TV on NBC.
Must-see TV.
Right? That's right. Cosby and Family Ties and then Cheers and Seinfeld. And okay.
That's right.
Whether you liked it or not, our listeners, but anyway, that was like must-see TV. And so to put me on in prime time was a big commitment, especially since there, to be clear, it's not that there's no other TV shows about Israel, but there are none in prime time produced from here. So that was the first thing. But the added element of creating a YouTube channel and driving this material out in a way that young people can get it. Look, how many times have you and I done shows about how young people, young evangelicals, are drifting from Israel because nobody's teaching them. Mm-hmm. And so how can they believe if they've not heard? How can they hear unless somebody tells them? This is right out of Romans chapter 10, right? So it's the combination that has been really exciting for me, and doing it in a way that the way the deal was structured, maybe there's one other point, was they said, listen, you know, TBN is a ministry. So Joel, if you create this show, we of course want you to talk about the Joshua Fund on the show. We want you to talk about all Israel news and all our news, because these are the things that you're passionate about. And these are the intelligence streams that are coming into you that's helping you understand what's happening in the region. And they're also vehicles, a medium, media, by which you are communicating out. So this TV show is supposed to be an accelerant for these things, but in an area that we haven't done yet. Podcast, yes. Digital, yes. TV, never before. And that's the big development of this fall. And it's a learning curve. I will concede that, but it's exciting. And I've got a great team, just like at the Joshua Fund, just like at All Israel News. It's a great team at TBN. And I'm super grateful because people who do know television are trying to help me learn how to use this medium to advance the kingdom of God and help educate the church in a very effective and exciting way.
Well, just to let you know that from your team here at the Joshua Fund, we are so excited for this program, the way it's presented, the professionalism, the excitement that goes along with that. And I just want to say, your set, if people haven't seen the program, your set in Jerusalem is absolutely stunning. And it totally brings the viewer directly into the Holy Land, exactly right on the doorstep of Jerusalem and all of the epicenter world. So, Joel, we're excited that the Rosenberg Report is now out there, and we get a chance to see that and to see the education that you're doing globally. So thank you, Joel. Thanks for taking the time on this podcast, this abbreviated podcast, admittedly, just to talk a little bit about this exciting development.
I appreciate the opportunity, Carl. And I love that you were there from the beginning to help me think this through and how this maybe was something that God wants me to do. And I would just say to people, you know, if you delight yourself in the Lord, God will give you the desires of your heart. Because if you're delighting yourself in the Lord, meaning you're abiding in Christ, you're reading the scriptures, you're in prayer, you're in fellowship with other Christians, and you're asking for counsel from wise other believers, the Lord will help realign your desires with his desires. And once his desires become your desires, of course those things are going to happen. Like, this is one of the things I think many believers just don't think about. Like, when you're selfishly trying to pursue your own agenda, God is not in the business of trying to help you get done your selfish things. You may not think it's selfish. It may sound good, right? Paul wanted to take the gospel north from Turkey, and the Lord said no. So he said, all right, I'll go east. And the Lord's like, no. And Paul was like, what? No, Paul was not being selfish. He wanted to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. But the Lord said, no, I want you to go to Europe. I want you to go west. Or it's like, okay, right? That's the famous Macedonian vision. And look what happened, right? The gospel transformed Europe. So it's not just selfish desires, but even our good desires. The Lord's like, no, but I have a plan. If you will trust me, I will change your desires into my desires. And then I will do those things if you'll let me. And that's fascinating to me. My heart, my calling, my passion is to educate the church, as well as tell people who don't know Jesus about Jesus and about the good news and make disciples. But that doesn't mean I always know how to do that or the next avenue, the next project to work on. And that's why it's great to have people like you and the Joshua Fund board and the other consigliaries, the other wise counselors around me to say, listen, this is interesting and I can see all the reasons why you shouldn't do it. You don't have time. You're very busy. But as you guys all unanimously said, no, this is from God. That gives me courage. It gives me confidence. It gives me peace. Okay, this might be hard. It's going to bring new challenges and new spiritual warfare. But everybody around me who loves the Lord and that I trust believes I should do it. So, all right, Lord, I will do it by faith. I will step out of the boat. I will walk on the water. Just help me, Lord, keep my eyes fixed on you. Otherwise, I'm going to drown.
Well, it's beautiful to see you walk on water. and we want to continue to trust God for that. And thanks to all of our listeners. If you'd like to learn more about the Joshua Fund, Near East Media, or even the Rosenberg Report, visit the website joshuafund.com. And there you can learn about all that we're doing in the Middle East to bless Israel and her neighbors in the name of Jesus, and how you can participate in the healing work we're doing in this critical region. And as always, check out our show notes for anything you heard on the podcast about any of these organizations that you'd like more information on. For Joel Rosenberg, the Joshua Fund team, and now the entire Rosenberg Report and Near East Media team, I'm Carl Muller. Thanks for listening to this episode of Inside the Epicenter.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.